The HSE has approved the use of cystic fibrosis drug Kaftrio for children aged 6 to 11 who are previously excluded from accessing the medication. The approval comes after Cystic Fibrosis Ireland expressed concern last year that 35 children with CF had been excluded from accessing the drug due to a pricing dispute between the Boston pharmaceutical company that makes the drug, they're called Vertex, and the HSE. Well, we're joined on the line this morning by Laura Jane Nealon of Cystic Fibrosis Ireland. Laura Jane, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Laura Jane, is this drug a game changer for children who have cystic fibrosis?
Hi, how are you? Yes, absolutely a game changer, life changing. My son, he is almost 13 now. He was one of the 35 last year, but when it was announced that these children weren't going to get it, the children with rare mutations, he actually turned 12 a few days later, so then he had access to this drug. And within the first 24 hours, there was difference in his breathing. Within 3 months, he was gaining weight. He couldn't gain weight for over 2 years. He's a half twin, so his twin started to climb right over him. He's over a foot taller than him now. But this Kaftrio drug has now helped him to gain weight. So every 3 months we go to Limerick and they weigh him and he puts up 3.5 kg, 2 kg. It's absolutely amazing. It's really helped him and changed his life. So I'm absolutely delighted for these 35 children and their family, because like we are very close CF community, and we're always in contact with each other. We're always giving each other advice and campaigning. We all pull together and we all help out as best we can. So it's absolutely fantastic that they finally got it.
Laura Jane, what makes it such a game changer? What exactly does Kaftrio do?
Well, for my son Evan, like I said, he could not put on weight. It corrects the genes mutation. It's not a cure, but it is it does help. His lung function is still the same, but some children, their lung functions have risen huge percentages. And there is a machine that a test that Evan does every time he goes to Limerick. It's an LCI machine. It reads the nitrogen in the lungs when it kinks off. His baseline was 8.6, and we could not get that down for years. When he started Kaftrio, after a few months, they checked it, and it went down to a 6.6. And 6.6 would be a normal person that does not have cystic fibrosis. Mm-hmm. So that just shows, it reduces infections. My son, it helped him gain weight, because CF really affects his digestive system, his pancreas. It's not only the chest and lungs that CF affects. If he can't put on weight and he gets an infection, his body can't fight that infection. So normally a child would end up in hospital on IVs. So it's lessening hospital admissions. And I know a lot of children that would have been going in every few months on IVs, and they haven't gone in over a year. So this drug is a life-changing medicine for these children and adults with CF.
And we're speaking to Laura Jane Nealon. You're from Lixnaw, aren't you, Laura?
I'm from Tralee originally, but I'm out in Lixnaw, yeah.
Well, very, very important to make that distinction. And Laura Jane has been talking so eloquently and so movingly about the positive impact this drug, Kaftrio, which has been approved by the HSE for use by children aged between 6 and 11. She has been speaking so movingly about how the drug has really improved the health of her son, Evan, who is he 13 now, 12 or 13?
He will be 13 in May, yeah. A year before the drug was approved for 12-year-old, well, when he could get it when he was 12, we were told, oh, you're going to get it, Evan. And for a whole year, we were in anticipating, saying, oh my God, it's coming. We were so excited. And every time we went to Limerick, we were told, there's nothing yet. Because there was legal things going on between the government and the pharmaceuticals. And then 3 days before his birthday, it was announced that these children weren't going to get this medicine. It was like devastating. I actually cried when I got the medicine 3 days later in my hand and handed it to him on his 12th birthday. But I cried with joy. But I felt so guilty as well that these other children, they don't get this opportunity, you know, to help them, to keep them out of hospital, to help, you know, do normal day, everyday life things, you know. So, because cystic fibrosis can be a very, very difficult disease to go around, you know. It's not a thing that comes and goes. It's an everyday illness that needs to be maintained. So I'm just so emotional. Sorry.
And rightly
I'm just
so.
I'm so thrilled for them. It's like winning the lottery.
That's
it really is.
Laurie Jane, could I ask you this? Why it seems that there was the delay in making the drug Kaftrio available for under 12s was due to a pricing dispute between the makers of Kaftrio, Vertex, a company based in Boston, and the HSC. How?
Yeah.
What does it make you feel like when unfortunately, you know, that's so much of that sometimes the availability of drugs does come down to pricing?
Well, they're putting a price on children's lives, on people's lives, you know. Before we campaigned, we were outside the door campaigning for Orkambi 7-8 years ago. I can't remember how long ago it was now. It was written that any other drugs that came in the pipeline, that all that was going to be included in the agreement for Orkambi. And then pharmaceuticals found this little loophole that these 35 children, because of a rare mutation, can't get it. They wanted extra money for them. So, you know, like, I blame both the government and both the pharmaceuticals, you know. It's awful that people put a price over life. It's disgusting, really, to be honest, in my point of view. A life is worth more than money, you know, when it comes down to it. I don't know what else to say. It's awful. It's disgusting that they could actually put a price on a person's life.
Laurie Jane, could I ask you, what does Evan do now that he couldn't do before he took Kaftrio? What does he get to do, enjoy longer or avail of more, Evan, who's 12 going on 13? Like, what in what way has Kaftrio liberated him to enjoy life like any other 12-year-old boy?
Well, I suppose before, like, he's reduced on nebulizers. He used to do 2 to 4 nebulizers a day plus 20 minutes physiotherapy after each nebulizer. So they have been reduced. And he used to sit on the chair and look out the window and say, "Mom, it's so unfair that I have to do this. And all my friends and my brothers are outside playing," you know. So that has reduced hugely, and he's able to just be like his brothers now. And in the last year, the last few months, really, he's kind of forgetting every now and then that he has cystic fibrosis.
Which is what you want.
It is. But like, it's not a cure. And I keep reminding him, you still have to mind yourself, because you have to stay away from viruses and colds and flus and things like that, because you will still get ill, but not as ill as they would before, as he would. He's a much stronger boy. So he is able to go out, certain types of weather. I couldn't leave him out because he always got sick in those types of weather. And in the last year, I have been kind of testing to see, okay, how will his body deal with this if we went out today, and never got sick. So it's like, okay, he can go out more, enjoy more. He's doing less physiotherapy, less nebulizer, so he has more time to be a child, really, you know. His medications, some of them have slightly reduced because of this new medication. And there are children out there that have stopped medications that they have been on since they were diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. So it's huge for him, you know, to be like another child, really, you know, to be able to go out and play and not worry. Like even when he went to school, he'd go to the teacher and say, oh, it's a bit damp today, I don't think I should go out. And they would leave him in, and he would know, yeah, if I go out here now, I'm going to get very, very sick. So I'm going to miss 2 or 3 weeks in school if I do. So, you know, he's a very, very clever boy. But now he's going out and I'm like, did you wear a jacket? You know, it's fantastic to see the smile on his face and being able to just do what his brothers and his friends are doing that he couldn't do before.
Laura Jane Nealon, who lives in Lixnaw, it's been marvellous talking to you this morning. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us on Radio Kerry, on the Kerry Today Show. We've been talking to Laura Jane Nealon, whose son Evan has cystic fibrosis, lives with cystic fibrosis, and who, since he turned 12, has been treated with this with this drug called Kaftrio, which has been you know, life-changing in many respects, has been transformative for him, allows him to enjoy life like any other 12-year-old boy. And Laura Jane spoke there about the great impact it's made on Evan's life, and she's overjoyed, absolutely overjoyed, that the HSE has now approved the use of this drug Kaftrio for children who have cystic fibrosis and who are aged between 6 and 11. These children were previously excluded from accessing the medication, and but now the HSE Minister Stephen Donnelly announced that agreement had been reached on Kaftrio, and that it will be now available to very young children with cystic fibrosis who can access this therapy.